Marty Lurie and Pecan now continue with their baseball banter live from the Public House on KNBR 680.
Boy, great to have you back with us. Game 5 of the World Series tonight. Madison Bumgarner, James Shields. This thing is all knotted up 2-2 in a very exciting time. We welcome a Hall of Fame baseball writer from the New York Daily News. That is the great Bill Madden is here joining us today. Bill, nice to have you out here at the patio.
Great to be with you, Marty. I love San Francisco, and I love you. So great to be here.
It's an honor to have you out here today. How are you enjoying this World Series so far?
Well, it's great. I mean, first of all, neither of these teams expected to be here, and nor did anybody else expect them to be here. So that alone made it an intriguing World Series going in. And like I said before, I love San Francisco. I wish the Giants were in the World Series every year so we could make an annual trip out here.
This is one of those, you think they're evenly matched as you watch the games being played, and all of a sudden, you know, as you go through four games, well, the Kansas City bullpen looms there. You don't want to get near that bullpen. Then you got Bumgarner looming here, and you got the grit of the Giants and how they come back. Then you get the speed of the Royals. Every World Series kind of takes on a story, but the best part is yet to come.
Well, yeah, because we don't know who's going to win this thing. But, yeah, last night we got to see the dark side of the Royals bullpen, which kind of resembled Bochy's middle relief. And so we know what both of these teams' weaknesses are, the bullpen guys that aren't their seventh and eighth and ninth guys.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to come down to starting pitching. I really do. I mean, well, it already has. I mean, and, of course, in the Petit yesterday was, you know, just a game saver for Bochy. I mean, you know, when Vogelsong got knocked out of the game and it was, you know, down 4-0, you know, you figure, you know, this game is over because, you know, they're getting precariously close to those last three innings. And I was very surprised by the way the Giants came back in that game. And I guess that kind of is what they've been doing all year.
That's the way they can't kill them. They're the cockroaches.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the cockroaches reared their ugly head.
They can't get rid of them. Bill Madden, Hall of Fame baseball writer, New York Daily News. Madison Bumgarner, as we go through this postseason once again with him, he's setting all sorts of records. He wiped out the great Art Neff, Christy Mathewson.
Right.
For a consecutive scoreless innings on the road. And no one's done it better in a postseason than him. And I realize postseason is different than just World Series. But he was getting close to some World Series records of Whitey Ford and Babe Ruth and people like that of consecutive scoreless innings. Is Bumgarner on the verge here of being one of the great World Series pitchers?
Well, I think you'd have to say that, Marty. I mean, we'll see what he does today.
Yeah.
But if he has another big outing today, and you know, you got to put him right up there with the all-time greats.
Yeah, because
first of all, you don't get to that many World Series.
Yeah, I think it's 22 innings, and I think one or two earned runs for him, as you know, in a World Series career. And you're starting to get, you know, he goes 7 or 8 today. You're starting to talk about, you know, the numbers of Ford. Of course, they had many more in a World Series,
right.
But those kind of numbers.
No, absolutely, and he's certainly a force.
Hey, well, Bill, let's talk about the skipper for the Giants. Yesterday we were debating on whether he should end up in the Hall of Fame, and is it going to require him winning this World Series or another one down the road, or has he already earned those stripes?
I think Bochy's already there.
Really?
Nice.
If he wins it today, wins this World Series, he's a lead pipe cinch. But in my opinion, he's already there. I mean, some of the greatest managers in history have only got one World Championship to their name, Bobby Cox being one, Earl Weaver being one. So, and Bochy's already got two, and not only that, but he's done it with teams that aren't really noted as powerhouse teams that went to the World Series. And that, you know, Coxie had all those great pitching teams with the Braves, and Earl Weaver had just power in pitching with the Orioles, and Bochy's teams have been just kind of gritty teams, kind of in his likeness. And so, yeah, for me, he's already there.
Great. All right. Bill Madden of the New York Daily News Hall of Fame baseball writer. Game fives of a World Series. Very famous game fives. I talked about the Don Larsen perfect game. The Yankees won in 1960, 12-0 over the Pirates, and the Pirates came back the next day to win. Game five, for me, is one of the best games of a World Series.
Well, yeah, because it legitimately is the pivotal game, or it certainly should be considered to be the pivotal game, because you know, you win game five and you're up, you know, you got two chances to win it all now, whereas the other team is, you know, sudden death. So, yeah, I mean, game fives are huge. And I suspect that this game will be huge.
Well, I'll tell you another one. 1986, in your neck of the woods, the Boston Red Sox had the Mets down in game five, 3-2.
Right.
And game six, they played in New York, and they almost got it. Then wasn't there a ground ball that went through someone's legs in that one?
Yeah, right. Somebody named Wilson or something like that. Buckner and right. Yeah.
And Ed Montague.
I kind of remember that.
And
yeah.
Ed Montague was on the field. He actually got the ball. But you know, so I think I like it. I like the fact, and I like the fact that it matches in this World Series where we don't have a lot of great starting pitching. Two of the starting pitchers who should be very good in Shields and Bumgarner.
Well, absolutely. Well, Shields has had a rough postseason, so I don't know how that's going to affect his free agency this winter, but I think he needs to come up big today. He needs to undo a lot of the bad outings or shaky outings that he's had throughout this postseason, and because if he doesn't, well, let me put it this way. Maybe I should reverse that. If Bumgarner somehow gets beaten today, then you have to say that the Royals are really in command of this World Series because they beat Bumgarner at home.
Yeah.
So that's why this is such an interesting matchup because, you know, you obviously you've got to figure Bumgarner and the Giants are going to be favored today. They're coming off all that momentum from last night. And what is it they always say about momentum in baseball? It's your next day's starting pitcher.
That's correct. It's your starting pitcher. Bill Madden. Pablo Sandoval, again, I look at World Series heroes, and maybe we're too close to it, but this is a guy in the last World Series, three homers in one game. He's hitting, I think, 380 in his World Series career, nine RBIs. What do you see as Sandoval's market this winter? Is he coveted in baseball?
Well, absolutely, but there's always a caveat with Pablo, and what the caveat is, we all know. Just look at him. General managers are worried. I mean, Brian Sabin clearly was worried when he made that offer to him. I forget what it was for, but it was something like 3 years, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's looking for 5 or 6 years or whatever. I don't know if he's going to get that or not, but the concern is, as great as he's been for the Giants, they're worried that the minute they give him that big contract, he's going to really blow up. And so you always have that concern with a guy that big and moving up into his 30s. So, it'll be interesting because he's a force. A lot of teams need third basemen, and he's very tempting out there. So we'll see what happens. I guess what Brian's hoping for is there isn't that one dumb owner out there that'll give him a ridiculous contract.
There's a high probability there is.
Good luck.
Right.
Good luck.
There usually is.
There are.
Bill, you wrote a great book, 1954. I had you on during the year. I love reading it. Tell the fans a little bit about it, why it came forth this year, and how it's doing.
Well, actually, I wrote it because I knew that the Giants were going to win this year, and it would be the 60th anniversary of the 54 World Championship Giants.
Nicely done.
Right. Now, actually, I've always been fascinated with the 1954 season for a number of reasons. First of all, it was the first season that I really remember as a kid. I grew up in a Yankee household in northern New Jersey. My parents were both Yankee fans, and we were used to the Yankees winning every year. They won 5 straight World Championships, something that will never happen again. And I remember that whole summer wondering when were the Yankees going to get into first place, and it never happened. The Cleveland Indians just had this phenomenal season. They won a record 111 games. They had 5 Hall of Fame pitchers on their staff. Not all of them were in their prime, but 2 of them were, Bob Lemon and Early Wynn. And they just had this phenomenal season. And then over in the National League, you had the Dodgers were coming off 2 straight World Championships, or 2 straight National League pennants, I should say. And all of a sudden, this Giants team was such a fascinating team in that you had Willie Mays coming back from the Army, from being away for 2 years, and the Giants were just a mediocre team without him. And the core of that Giants team was Willie Mays, Monty Irvin, and Hank Thompson, three black players, and five Southern white players, and Alvin Dark, Whitey Lockman, Don Mueller, Dusty Rhodes, and Davey Williams. And going on in the country at that time, the Brown versus Board of Education decision came down in, I believe it was May of that year. And the whole country was in racial turmoil because of the school, the Supreme Court ordering the integration of schools. You had riots in the South, you had protests in the North, and here you had this Giants team, which totally belied what was going on in the rest of the country. And I was fortunate to be able to, Monty Irvin was my Giants guy for this book, and Al Rosen was my Indians guy, because both in the 90s, both remember everything, and they were just wonderful. But I was fortunate to have gotten the last interview that Dusty Rhodes ever did, and a lot of these other guys on the Giants, and they all talked about the same thing, about race was never an issue with this team. It was just, it was an incredible thing when you think about it, because back in 1954, race was everything, the issue, everywhere else, but not in baseball, at least not with that Giants team. And it was also because of what Willie did with the Giants and what Larry Doby did with the Indians, leading them to the, Larry Doby led the American League in homers and RBIs that year. And this, to me, was really the breakthrough for the black superstars of baseball. Ernie Banks was a rookie that year. Hank Aaron broke in with the Braves that year. And from that point on, the integration in baseball really started to take off, to the point where all of these guys, Mays, Aaron, Doby, well, in the National League anyway, Mays, Aaron, Banks, and then later Willie McCovey came up, and you had Bob Gibson coming up, and Frank Robinson coming up with the Reds. And all of a sudden, if you look back, the National League became the dominant league in baseball because of what they did as far as integration was concerned.
Wow. Wow. What a book. And I've read it. I love it. I could pick it up and read it today. And it's called 1954. Bill Madden, M-A-D-D-E-N, is the author. And, Bill, it's still in all the popular places, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. Still out there.
It's so worthy of any baseball fan, any historian. And you do a great job with it. I'm really happy to have you on here. So what's your prediction in this one?
Well, I would have to say that I'm going to – whoever wins today is going to win this World Series. But I'll tell you what, even if the Giants win today, it ain't going to be easy winning two games in Kansas City, because I covered the American League Championship Series. I know what it is in that ballpark, in that town. They're going crazy over there. They haven't had a World Series team since 1985, and they haven't had a winning team there in years. They're crazy in Kansas City, and it ain't easy to win there.
Kansas City, here we come. Mm-hmm. All right.
Very good, Marty.
All right, Bill, thank you so much. It's just a pleasure. Pat, do you want to say anything?
No, I'm good. It's very enjoyable. I'm going to have to grab that.
You
got to
get the
copy.
Book. Yeah, you got to get the book. The book is absolutely terrific. And you wrote the Steinbrenner book. You do a great job. I love having you on, and it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
Right on, Bill.
All right, that is
thank
the Hall of Famer, Bill Madden, right here, KNBR 680.